Joining me live over the phone today is David Settle. Among many, many, many things that David does in sports coverage across the state of Wyoming, he's also the play-by-play radio voice of the Wyoming Cowgirls. David, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing really well, Duke. Appreciate the invite. And it's chilly, but good morning here in Laredice.
Yes, I think that's kind of the format for all of Wyoming this time of year. Chilly, but
yeah,
great,
pretty
right?
much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, David, wanted to have you on to talk Cowgirl basketball. Of course, you've been covering the Cowgirls for, what is your second season at the helm for the Cowgirls?
Yeah, second season. I call it my second year. It's interesting because everybody says it's his second season, and I always kind of think back, well, I didn't really start last year full throttle. I thought I was kind of the quote-unquote interim radio guy, but yeah, technically my second season, I
gotcha.
guess.
Gotcha. Well, we love having you on the air when we cover the Cowgirls and put them on the spur out here in western Wyoming. Of course, McKinley Bradshaw Dickerson from right here in our footprint of the Bridger Valley. But let's talk about the Cowgirls. They had a great start to Mountain West Conference play, 4-1 inside of conference, right behind, of course, UNLV, who's sitting at 5-0. But the Cowgirls had a great-looking start to that most recent game against New Mexico down in Albuquerque, and just kind of sputtered there in the second half. What was your takeaway from that game for the Cowgirls?
Exactly that, just kind of sputtered. It was interesting because they let, I thought, New Mexico's pressure get to them a little more than I've seen anybody else. And Wyoming has dealt with some teams that will really get in your face and really force you to try and turn the basketball over. Boise State is a lot like that. Air Force leads the conference in forcing opponent turnovers and in steals per game. And then you come back on the heels of that, and San Diego State's going to get in your face. And I thought Wyoming, between the start and their first four games in conference, had really done a good job of overcoming a few mistakes here and there, but really had done a better job of taking care of the basketball, especially in the last two games against Air Force on the road and then San Diego State. And first half on Wednesday night was fantastic. They did what they needed to do. Yeah, they did have a few turnovers, not going to lie in that regard, but I thought they executed and stayed patient. And then all of a sudden, New Mexico came out, really wanted to speed the game up, and uncharacteristically for this group, I thought that they really kind of folded under some of that pressure. And then between the turnovers, especially late in the third quarter, I'm going to tell you about the last 7 minutes of the third quarter was not good basketball for the Cowgirls. And then you throw in the fact that they really couldn't buy some key baskets at times, really couldn't throw it in the ocean in the second half. I think we shot 31% in the second half and were 3 of 18 from deep in the second half. It just turned into kind of the perfect storm a little bit on Wednesday night. And I'll give New Mexico credit. They were the aggressor. And a lot of times when you're the aggressor, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to college basketball. And I know that fans don't always like to hear that, but New Mexico was the aggressor. I don't think they did anything out of the ordinary or anything that Wyoming wasn't expecting. They were just a more aggressive team. They got some tips, deflections. And like I said, I think the Cowgirls, for the first time in conference play so far this season, kind of reverted back to what I had seen a little bit in a couple of non-conference losses.
David Settle, play-by-play voice of the Wyoming Cowgirls basketball program. And, you know, David, you get into this point of the season, it's still early conference play, and if you're going to take a loss like that, you want to take it early, right? So what do you think the Cowgirls are taking away from that game as they get ready for CSU tomorrow?
Well, the biggest takeaway, you know, if I'm Heather Ezell on the staff, and I've got to know that staff really well in the last year and a half or so, is let's keep reminding the women what got us here. And that is they played such great defense in the first four games of conference action. And you know what? On the road in this league is tough, especially at a place like the Pit. You're going to see some other tough venues down the road, Colorado State, UNLV, going out to San Diego State. That's where the Cowgirls wrap up the regular season. So it's a little bit of a blip. But I think the biggest takeaway is don't let Wednesday impact you moving forward too much. I'm really anxious to see how this team responds on Saturday. It's been a little bit since they've had a little adversity. The last time that the Cowgirls had lost was prior to the holiday break when they were at the tournament out in Las Vegas at the Holiday Hoops Classic there at South Point. and they got absolutely drubbed by a really good Eastern Washington team that I think has a chance to win the Big Sky. They took some lessons from the non-conference, and I could see Duke, how well they applied that to the start of conference play. And I think that's why they got off to such a fantastic start in league play, is they took all those hard lessons learned in the non-conference, applied them. And then again, like I said, kind of a couple of those things that popped up during the non-conference, turnovers, you know, people struggling with their shot, and that kind of let, you know, that kind of impacts the rest of your game at times. Well, that's what happened on Wednesday. Now can the Cowgirls just put Wednesday to bed, forget about it? It's a loss, but you're still 4-1. You're still second in the Mountain West. You were picked among the top three teams in the conference, so you're still right where a lot of people kind of slotted you. How do the women come back tomorrow? Good news is, Duke, you get a rivalry matchup, and there's nothing that gets the Cowgirls going more than CSU.
Absolutely. So that's a home game for the Cowgirls, 2 o'clock tomorrow in the Arena Auditorium. David Settle joining us this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So how do you feel the Cowgirls are stacking up so far against the field in the Mountain West? Of course, you have UNLV with just one loss all season long at 15-1, 5-0 in Mountain West play. Do you feel like the Cowgirls are in a position where they can compete with UNLV and stay at the top of the conference?
I really do. And I think a lot of it hinges on how well this team plays defensively. Yes, I did just mention a few minutes ago how they struggled in the second half. And some of that was on the defensive end. There's no doubt about that. But this team really has learned how to play better defense. It didn't show up in the second half against the Lobos, which is why they lost 68-61. But this team going into Wednesday night had given up 50 points per game in conference action. And it's not like some of these teams are poor teams. I think Air Force is a good team. Boise State picked to be one of the top four teams in the league. They held them to 6% shooting from beyond the arc. That's not a mistake. This team really knows how to dig in defensively. Now, are they going to have to shoot the ball better? Absolutely. But again, you know, you're going to have those games every once in a while. And as I mentioned, being on the road. So defense is going to carry them. I think that's the calling card of this team. They've got offensive weapons, and not everybody's kind of been on sync or in sync at the same time, I should say, from an offensive standpoint. But this team just, you know, hey, a little refocus, a little regroup. I think they'll be fine. I honestly do think that Wyoming's one of the top four teams in the league. Then I think there's a little separation to some middle tier teams. And then I think you've got a true bottom of this conference in the Mount West in women's basketball this season. It's very similar to last year, but going into the year, I felt confident that the Cowgirls were a top four team, and nothing has shown me anything different so far. Everybody might look at the overall record and go, whoa, they're 9-7. They're barely above 500. They're struggling a little bit. No, you got to look at who they played in the non-conference, and this was the toughest schedule I've seen the Cowgirls play in several seasons.
David, we've talked about this before, but one of the funnest things about watching Cowgirl basketball right now is the in-state players that are not just on the roster, but part of the starting lineup and on the court and contributing in such big ways, of course, with Fertig, and I mentioned Dickerson. Let's talk about, because she's from our side of the state in our area, McKinley, and the role that she plays on this team and what she's able to contribute for the Cowgirls.
Well, it's interesting because I think, Duke, it's been a little period of transition, because you think back to 2-3 seasons ago, and McKinley was kind of she was the woman. She was the go-to player, and she's had to kind of adjust her role because this is a different team than when she left after her junior season, which was a first-team All-Mount West season. So she's kind of had to learn and adapt her role a little bit. I think she's gotten better as the season's gone along. I think that this coaching staff's looking for a little more consistency in that, which we've seen. I think McKinley a little inconsistent in the non-conference. She had a couple of big games in the non-conference, but then she would kind of maybe disappear a little bit. And I hate to use that phrase, Duke, because it sounds like I'm probably harping on and hammering on McKinley, but that's not really the case. It's just she wasn't maybe as productive as what she would like to be or the coaching staff would like to see out of her. So there's that consistency piece. But since the start of conference play, I really think she's elevated her game, and that deals with a lot. She's been through these battles and these wars and in the trenches of Mount West Conference action. And I think that's helped steady the Cowgirls a little bit, and why Wyoming's been 4-0. Towards the end of non-conference, the bench production really dropped off in a couple of games. All of a sudden, the bench has been averaging, you know, around 15 to 25 points per game in league play. And I think that's a reason why, that's one main factor why that they've gotten off to a 4-0 start prior to Wednesday's loss in New Mexico. And they even had some good bench production on Wednesday. But McKinley's one of those key figures where she can go get a basket. She can go knock down a three. She's going to play some hard-nosed defense. But again, it's just been a little bit of an adjustment because she's not quite, quote-unquote, the guy or the girl in this program right now, because you have an Allison Furtick. You have a Melina Peterson, who's the freshman of the year. You have emerging players that came on last year, and Emily Melema at the point and Tess Barnes on the wing, who plays the four spot. So they've got a few more pieces, and McKinley's just part of that cog. But I think she's found her niche and her role, and they'll go to her. I saw it on Wednesday night, Duke, late in the game. They needed a three. They ran a play for McKinley. She buries a corner three, cuts it to a one-possession game, gives you a chance. Unfortunately, it didn't end up working out for the Cowgirls, but she's finding her way pretty well, I think, and settled into that role. But her veteran presence has helped this team with that extra knowledge off the bench and then, you know, go-to production when you need it at times.
David Settle, Wyoming Cowgirl Basketball on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. David, as always, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you for the insight. And, of course, we got Wyoming Basketball again tomorrow hosting CSU at 2 o'clock in Laramie.
Absolutely, Duke. Always a pleasure. And anytime you guys need something, just give me a holler.
That's David Settle. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.